Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more by visiting us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Radio Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our special guest this morning is Fran Minella, Director of the National Park Service, which is with the Department of Interior. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Paul. So glad to be here with you today.
Thanks for joining us. And also in our participating in our conversation is Tom Maui from IBM. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, Fran, let's start by sort of understanding the Park Service. Could you tell us about its mission?
Well, the mission of the National Park Service is so important, and it was created through the Organic Act in 1916, and it talks about being able to make sure that our resources are protected and go unimpaired for future generations, yet at the same time making sure they're available for the enjoyment of our visitors. And we really encourage that mission to make sure those resources are protected, because there is no good recreation opportunities unless the resources are protected. So we've been very excited about working to find that protection effort, but at the same time they have environmentally friendly ways to enjoy our natural and cultural resources.
How do you describe the size of the Park Service?
It's a large system. We are 388 units strong, and in fact, we'll be continuing to grow. We have new additions. Of course, our newest addition is the World War II Memorial that came on just over Memorial Day, so we're excited about that, and it's something that I think has meant so much to so many people. As you know, there's over 1,000 people a day dying that are World War II veterans. But also, it covers our national park system, besides being 388 units, represents 49 states. Now, do you know which state isn't covered? Let's see who's ready.
No, you're going to push me here on this one.
It is Delaware. Yep. Delaware is the only state in the nation, and actually right now they're moving towards some consideration for that. But also we include District of Columbia and many of our territories. We also have over 20,000 employees. And we are so excited about the volunteers that are involved with us. We have over 125,000 volunteers that join with us each year. And we have another partner, one of our business partners, which is our concessionaires. We have 630 concessionaires that work with us, from the small outfitters that help us canoeing or providing biking opportunities to our larger concessions that do the housing and help us with food service in many of our lodges. Also, the workforce of the National Park Service is currently made up of 56% are the private sector. That's been that way since Stephen Mather, our first director, helped create the National Park System back in 1916. And that's because we work with volunteers, our cooperating associations, our concessionaires, our contractors that help build a lot of our facilities, as well as our students and many others that come forth with us. So as you look at the National Park Service, it's only 44% federal employees today. And basically, that's the format it's been through most of its existence. Also, the National Park Service includes 26,000 historic structures, and in fact, 62% of all the national parks that have been created through, or national park units that have been created through Congress, were created because of their cultural or historic value, not just their natural value. So this is something that most people don't always realize. We have 29,000 miles of roads and trails through our national parks, and almost 1,200 campgrounds throughout the system. The visitation of our national park system is over 270 million people a year. That's basically a million people a day during the summer, and that exceeds the population of this country. And of course, it's extensive citizens of our country as well as international visitors.
You talked about the composition of the workforce, 50% of it being non-government employees and 44% being. I'm curious, what are the types of skills the 44% have?
One of the things I want to say about our employees, they are the best asset we have in the national park system. We have the most wonderful natural and cultural resources, but our employees are the ones that help make sure that we achieve that 96% satisfaction level. They're the ones who are able to welcome a visitor to the park, be it at the gate, at the booth that greets you, or They may be out leading you on one of the interpretive walks, or they may be helping make sure that our facilities are in good shape. But basically, what we look for in our employees are people with skills that are dealing with natural and cultural resources, like dealing with prescribed fire, to being able to interpret the environmental issues, including how do we deal with exotic plants, to how we can make sure the visitor understands what a great vegetation we have throughout our system, and they can help explain that. But also, we are able to have people with skills that range, again, it's like being an entire city. Each park has people that are helping with maintenance, the people that are helping with interpretation, people that are helping with natural and cultural resources, people that are helping us with the accounting, the personnel relationship in handling human resources, as well as being able to make sure that the word about the park gets out to the community so that communication efforts are out there. And, of course, we have a superintendent for each park, and usually we have so many others that are helping make us go forth. But, again, our volunteers also join with us, and we, too, look for those kind of skills. From some folks are very good in electrical work to those that are able to identify all the different vegetation in a park.
Frank, can you help us understand your responsibilities and duties as the director?
Well, I have the best job in the federal government. I came from the best job in Florida State Parks. I'm in Florida overseeing the Florida State Parks for 12 years and now over the national parks. And again, it is the best position, I think, in the federal government. Being responsible for these 388 units of our National Park Service is such a great experience, but also such an awesome responsibility, because you want to make sure you do everything to take care of those resources, but also to allow your visitors to have that enjoyable experience. We work, though, with issues from each park. Of course, we have from resource protection, both cultural and natural. We have from making sure that our facilities are in good condition. We have from making sure that the visitor is safe, particularly since September 11th. I think we've had a greater focus on safety because our parks are viewed as very safe. The public rates us at about a 92% comfort level being in our national parks. But since September 11th, we're much more observant. And in some of our icons, such as the Statue of Liberty, such as Washington Monument, such as Mount Rushmore, we have had to increase our safety and security in those areas because they are listed as icons throughout the nation. We also spend so much time on interpretation for the visitor to help them through the coming to a visitor center and enjoying the exhibits that are there, but also being able to get out right into the resource and go on that interpretive walk with a ranger, or be able to enjoy one of the videos that help tell the story about the parks. We are also excited about all that we do in partnership with local governments and fellow state government operations. We are involved with, for example, designating all the historic register spots are done through the National Park Service. That's, on the historic register. We also give grants for the Land and Water Conservation Program, which helps local governments be able to develop parks in a way that deal with the outdoor recreation aspects, from trails to even acquisitions of parks. We also are involved in the Save America's Treasures, again, on the historic side, that helps us be able to preserve our resources and, again, work with partners all across our system for what we call a seamless network of parks.
You mentioned your role in the state of Florida. What other previous experiences had you had prior to that role, and how did they help prepare you for the role you have today?
Well, I really appreciate, Tom, you asking that question, because I did come from, I said, the best job in Florida as Florida State Park Director, and I served there for 12 years. But prior to that, I was the executive director of the Florida Recreation and Park Association, a nonprofit. But it dealt with nothing but park and recreation employees, but also citizens. And so I had an opportunity to be involved there. Prior to that, I was a municipal park and recreation director in Florida down in the Palm Beach County area called Lake Park. And prior to that, I worked in a predominantly all-black community center in Tallahassee, Florida for about almost 2 years. And it was a great experience for me, and I was able to help the community center move forward. And they had tennis courts right there at the community center, and we were able to develop a tennis team and move forth to become a number 3 in the community. So that was kind of exciting for us. And then prior to that, I was a school teacher, taught physical education, but also worked Park and Recreation Municipal in Connecticut for about 7 years. And I began my career in Park and Recreation just by being a summer playground counselor, which is, for those who know, is kind of like the lower position in the system. But I started that as I worked my way through college, and I did that for about 5 years. But also, part of what, in my background, some of the things that I think helped allow the president to select me to be National Park Service Director was because when I was Florida State Park Director, I was able to help our state park system become voted the best in the nation. We won the gold medal for state parks in this country. We did that because of our partnership efforts, our resource protection, and our visitor services. Also, prior to that, I was president of the National Recreation and Park Association, a 23,000-member organization that represents park recreation professionals, providers, including those who sell equipment for park and recreation, and also citizens. Also, I was president of the National Association of State Park Directors. I was the first woman to serve in that role, and that was an exciting opportunity to represent all our 50 states and some of our territories as president of that organization as well. I've had a great opportunity to be in park and recreation, and I've just loved it, and I love being out with the people and with the resources.
That's interesting, especially the point about getting the gold medal for the park.
Yes.
How does the Park Service deal with endangered and invasive species? We'll ask Fran Minella, director of the National Park Service, to explain this to us when the Business of Government Hour returns.